This is Tanya Lynn with the Sistership Circle podcast. From spirituality, sexuality, and sisterhood to business, relationships, contribution, and creativity, the Sistership Circle podcast introduces a new model of feminine leadership where women get real and vulnerable about it all. Tune in for authentic advice that will empower you to be bold, beautiful, and brilliant as your true self. Hello, everyone. I'm Tanya Lynn and super excited for this How to Lead Circle series. And today I'm really excited to speak with Lori Latimer, who was in, I think it was two How to Lead Circle programs ago. And she's also part of the facilitator tribe. And I'm super excited to hear about her experience. So welcome, Lori. Thank you for being here and sharing all your wisdom and experience and stories with us today.
Well, thank you. It's an honor and I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah. So I'd love for us to start with back before you joined the How to Lead Circle program. So this was, I think you were kind of coming in around April. Wait, was it like March or April last year? Wow. Has it already been that long? Almost a year. What were you doing before and what brought you into doing the How to Lead Circle program?
I have been in corporate America all of my life and specifically mainly in the legal field. And I've been a paralegal in family law. And of course that's very left brain, masculine energy work. And I have been through more than one divorce. And about 10 years ago when I left my last marriage, I knew something changed in my life. And I realized I was the common denominator, but I didn't know what. So I went on a journey and an exploration, and eventually it led me to you and your work, which I completely resonated with. And I realized I had an inkling before that what was missing was the feminine energy in my life. And that was what drew me to you. And I think I read your book and knew that there was something there for me. And I had started my own business working with women, and I just felt that your work was so in alignment with the direction that I was going.
Yes, and I can relate with that as I've been in corporate and had been more in the masculine and had taken a journey into the feminine through circle. So just completely makes sense. So yeah, I'd love to hear from you if you can remember back to the How to Lead Circle program and your experience and what might have been some of your highlights or favorite moments or some of the breakthroughs that you had during the program.
You know, let me back up a little bit before that. Actually, I think it was about this time last year, I did one of your short circle groups, I think through the facilitator tribe. And at the beginning of last year, I had made a commitment to myself that I was not going to embark on anything else unless I could see something through to completion, because I had this pattern of joining programs and not completing them. So I did, I think it was a 4-week program, and I loved it. The rituals, the women that were in the group, it was online, but it helped me connect to something within myself that I was looking for. And so that was part of what then led me to want to participate in the How to Lead Circle program. And what that really did for me is it helped me reconnect with that piece of myself that I was looking for. I mean, my soul and my femininity and my womanhood. And one of the biggest things was the sisterhood connection, because I had a younger brother growing up. I didn't have any sisters. And then I have two sons and two grandsons. So I have a lot of men in my life, but no women. And being in the corporate realm for as long as I was, I was in that energy of competition amongst women, which never felt good to me. And I always tried to distance myself from it. But when you're working in that environment, even if you don't participate in it, just being in that energy, you can't help but take some of it on. And so in your program, I learned what true sisterhood was and how to collaborate with other women. And co-leading a circle with a couple of other women was one of the most incredible experiences I have ever had, because it was a real collaboration. And there was no competition. There was no, oh, well, she's doing this and I want to do none of that. None of that, that icky feeling that you can sometimes get in the corporate arena amongst women. And this was just, it was filled with such love and such an honoring of the feminine and of each woman as an individual, and honoring the gifts that each woman brings to a circle without feeling, and I mean, obviously I'm only speaking for myself, but in the past I would feel like I didn't measure up, like I didn't belong in certain situations. And there was none of that in this. And so it really helped with my confidence level, and it helped me going forward in my business and in my personal life as well, because it gave me a level of confidence and leadership that I was really looking for.
Oh, yes. I'm thinking, I'm remembering what you did in the 4-week circle. Yeah. So amazing. Thank you for sharing that, because I had no idea. And this is why I love having these conversations, because, you know, it's like I have my lens from over here, and I don't always hear from what actually happens in women's worlds, of how they come in and the story behind coming into the program. And it's just so cool to hear these stories. So thank you. And so, yeah, if we can then now go to the question of what are some of the things that you got from the program, if you can remember some of the highlights or favorite frames, I like to call them.
You know, again, a lot of it was the connection with the other women, and the way you structure it, the topics, and then the rituals and the questions helped me to go really deep in a way that I think I had been afraid to in the past. And one of the biggest things for me was it made me stop hiding. I realized that I'd hidden a lot in my life. Even going back to when I was a little kid in school, I was so afraid of being seen or being wrong that I would not raise my hand, just out of the fear of being wrong. In the circle, we all had to participate, and there was no judgment. And I was allowed to express myself in a way that I had always held back. And so what I've been able to do is take that forward in my life, in all aspects of my life, with my grown sons, with my, I still do freelance work as paralegal. So with the attorney that I work for or with, in so many areas of my life, I'm able to speak up now in a way that I never was in the past. Speak up about, instead of holding it all in as if I didn't have a right to have those feelings.
I think everyone could resonate with that. And where we're hiding and we don't even realize that we're hiding, or we're holding back our voice or our opinions or whatever, because we're so afraid of what, of the judgment or what people are going to think or say, or that it just doesn't feel safe. And I think it's like goes back to Oprah's Golden Globe speech of like, our truth is the most important thing right now, and women speaking their truth and speaking up. And that's what's happening on the planet. And I really see that circle is the place where we get to find our voice and speak our truth and see that it's safe. And so then it's like we expand that container out. So we have more safety in the relationships in our life, which is what you just said, right? Like you can now speak up more at work and with your sons and in other relationships. It's just, thank you for bringing that up. I think that is such an important distinction.
Yeah. You know, it's really, it really came home to me with my son and my oldest grandson. Last year, there were a couple of times where they were able to communicate some things to me and to one another. My oldest grandson's only 10 years old, so he's still a little one. But they were able to speak up for themselves, and because of the relationship that I have with my children, my oldest son could come to me, and we were able to have a conversation that even a year before, we wouldn't have been able to have. And that to me is priceless, because my son is 33 years old. And if my 33-year-old son can come to me and have that kind of a conversation because of nothing that I said, but just me shifting within myself who I am, that's worth more than anything that anyone could ever, ever say or do. And what you say is absolutely true about speaking our truth, because I think one of the, you know, for me, what I've experienced and what I've also observed working in the corporate arena all my life is that, you know, for all the good things that the feminist movement of the 60s gave us, it took away our feminine energy. That was devalued. You know, you don't want to look weak at work. You sure don't want to show any emotion. God forbid you cry. And so we've shoved all of that to the side, and there has to be a blending of the two now. And I think that's due work in that arena. And I think they're uncomfortable now, but they don't really necessarily know why. And that's the piece that's missing. And so if we can bring the corporate women into circle and help them reawaken that part of themselves, they're going to blossom and grow in ways that they can't even imagine right now.
And that is feminine leadership. It is the integration of masculine and feminine, but also like the feminine leadership piece is that, like what you said, you didn't actually do anything or say anything, right, with your son. It's who you're being, because you are now being the healthy mother queen first archetype that's kind of coming into my head, of like you're holding space. Who you're being now as a feminine leader is holding space for people to come in and feel safe to speak. Because that's what it means to really truly embody circle leadership. So
right. It
has nothing to do with now what you're saying to people or what you're doing, but just in who you're being. And that is the transformation that you had that, you know, is available in the circle. So thank you for sharing that, because that's
right. That
is exactly in what you're saying about, yeah, it's like the old feminist, the first wave of the second wave of the feminist movement was very much still part of the patriarchy, right? And so now it's like what women are doing is, it's about, oh, the feminine, we need to remember and reawaken the feminine. And there's nothing that we need to do. It's just in who we're being, which we then find in circle, in sisterhood, right? Like the mirrors and the shift that happens when we circle together. So brilliant.
Exactly. And we also have to honor the masculine, because
we
don't want to go to the other extreme and then end up doing to the masculine what's been done to the feminine in the last 50 years or whatever.
Yep.
So it is about blending the two and honoring the two and bringing them into harmony together.
Yep. Exactly. Ah, you nailed it. So now And you led a circle, right? And so how was that experience? And, you know, I know that you're working pretty hard full time, but, now what's next too with leading circles for you?
I have led a few circles. I backed off toward the end of last year because of my paralegal schedule. The circles that I led were beautiful. The women loved them. And I had a whole range of age groups, which was wonderful. I had a young woman who's, I don't know, probably 23 or 24 years old. And then I had a woman who's in her mid 60s. And so that's the beauty of what you've created, is it appeals to women of all ages. And there are no demographics that this doesn't apply to. I am going away next weekend to Florida for a long solo beach retreat to reconnect with myself again and where I'm headed with this, and to put a structure in place for myself for the year and schedule out my circles for the year and create the topics and the outlines and that kind of thing. I really needed to give myself some downtime at the end of last year. And so with the beginning of the new year, I think it's a perfect time to reemerge and get this started up again. And I'm here because I've grown, even in my kind of like semi-sabbatical over the last couple of months. It gave me a lot of time to reflect on what I want my life to like and what kind of a feminine leader I want to be. And I really want to take this out into the corporate world.
So important. Yes. Oh my goodness. Oh, thank you for saying that. And yeah, and that's, I think, a really important thing to do in December. I did it myself, of just reflect and go into the cave of creation, as we call it. I'm curious, when you did your circles, did you use any of the facilitator tribe outlines, or did you create your own?
I used a hybrid of one of yours the first time. The second time, I think I also used a hybrid. Then the last one I did, I created my own.
I'd love to hear that, just anything on that experience of just using your creativity or using ours, and yeah.
What works best for me, and this is simply for me, because everybody's different, of course. I would think that I had to follow someone else's outline completely. It was not authentic to me. And it came across as stilted and inauthentic. So now what works best for me is to take someone else's theme or pieces of an outline from your work or whatever, and then make it my own so that it's my voice, my truth. And that way I don't have to have something memorized. I don't have to have a ton of notes. I make my little outline and then I speak from my heart. And that allows me the flexibility to follow whatever thread might come up during a circle and not worry about staying on script.
Yes. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we're teaching within the curriculum of How to Lead Circle is, here's your basic framework and structure. Here's your topic. Now you get to co-create, you know, in the second half, what wants to come through the two of you as co-creators. So yeah, glad that you're implementing that. Brilliant.
And again, a lot of that for me comes from the confidence that I gained going through How to Lead Circle.
Brilliant. Thank you.
I'm grateful.
Yeah. All right, so wrapping up here, I'd love to hear any last words of wisdom to women who are looking to start circle, women who are curious or thinking about doing the How to Lead Circle program. What would you say to all the women.
Give it a try. There is something in that program for everyone, regardless of your level of expertise, of your age, of your life experience. It's a growth opportunity for yourself as a woman, and then also as a leader, if that's what you're looking for. But even if you aren't looking to be a leader or to even lead your own circles, there's still something for you within your own self and your own soul that will give you a level, it will up-level your life in a way that you can't even begin to imagine at this point. So I say, give it a try, go for it. And when you look back on the experience, you will have gained so much wisdom and knowledge of yourself and the possibilities for women as a whole that you will not have any regrets.
Thank you, Lori. So grateful for speaking with you and hearing about your experience and your stories. Thank you so much. And thank you for being part of Sistership Circle.
Well, thank you for creating this and for the opportunity, because it's what you're doing is magnificent and the world clearly needs it. And the more women that can take your, because you're one person, you cannot do this by yourself. And so the more women that can follow your model and follow your lead and then take this out into the world, the sooner that we'll be able to heal what needs to be healed in the world. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.